This is my first homily in English. I've given two in Spanish, and this is going to be my first in English. Thanks be to God. In the gospel today, our Lord says something extremely intense. He says, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and his mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, cannot be my disciple. I think this is a very difficult passage to understand. And maybe the easiest thing would be to be kind of think like, you know, Jesus just exaggerating. We should kind of just like skip over this and maybe think about something else. But I think we should really examine what he's trying to say, because the gospel is the living word of God, and it's true. What does it mean to hate? I was reflecting about this and during prayer today, and thinking about like, well, what things do I hate? Well, I hate, for instance, I hate snakes. I don't think I'm the only one in this room that hates snakes. And I was like, well, I don't like, it's not like I have like a hatred. Like, I like snakes when they're like, you know, in a zoo, like you're behind, like, or when they're far away, or like you see a picture. It's not like I hate like thinking about snakes or the fact that they exist, but it's the snakes that are like in my close proximity that can, you know, bite me or take my life away from me. And so I was reflecting about that, you know, thinking, well, like, well, why? And I think it's because I have a goal. Like, a natural one would be just to, you know, stay alive. You know, I'm from Florida. In Florida, every snake, I feel like, is poisonous and they're very dangerous. And so, like, you know, wanting to live, like, I hate snakes because I think that they could, you know, stop me from living, or that they can maybe cause me pain. I was thinking about a story when I was in high school. I was coming home from school, and I got off the bus. And the bus, it kind of like, it let me off like really far away from my house. And so to get home quicker, I would take a shortcut through the woods. And there was like a very, very, very like small path in between like the woods and like this this long like brick not fence but whatever wall, basically. There was like a small path in between a brick wall and the forest that I would walk through to get to my house. And I was listening to music, you know, back then before the conversion, just listening to some music. And as I was walking, like, I heard through the music in my headphones, I looked down, and there was a huge snake coiled up with its mouth open, like ready to bite me. And I turned and ran, and I ran away from it. I in that moment, I hated that snake. One, because I felt like it was trying to kill me. It was huge. I'm not exactly, it was like maybe like 6 feet coiled up, a huge, like as big as my forearm would be, like it's the size of it, and black, and it was hissing. I could hear the hissing like through the music. I hate snakes. Why? Because they're everywhere in the pool. Like, I felt like they were like all over the place in Florida. That's on like a natural level. But like, I don't hate my father. Like, that's like, you like reflecting, do I hate my father? Do I hate my mother? Does that mean that I'm not worthy to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Well, what does it mean? Like, I want to be a disciple of Christ, so I like walk up to my mom and, Mom, I hate you. Okay, now I can go and follow. No, there's something deeper here. And continuing the reflection, so like that's on a natural level, I would like to live and not be in pain. That's why I hate snakes. But on a supernatural level, like, what is my goal? My ultimate goal is I want to be with Christ for all of eternity. And as close to him as I possibly can. That's why I'm living. That's why I do everything that I do. That's what I want to hear in this world. I want to be as close to him as I possibly can. I want to follow him. And in heaven, I want to be as close to him as possible for all of eternity. Now, if that's my goal, it is okay. That Christ says it here. If that's my goal, if my goal is to follow Christ, I have to calculate, like he talks about later on in the gospel passage, like, what does that mean? That means that anything that gets in the way of that goal, of my getting to heaven, I can and should hate. hatred. I think like anger is a passion. Like I want to get somewhere and there's something in my way and I feel anger or hatred towards that thing that is in the way of my getting to heaven or getting to my goal. Now, I think here is where one might begin to understand when it is okay to hate one's father, one's mother. Not in the sense of like, I hate this person, but maybe of the fact that they are getting in the way of me getting to heaven. I know that sounds like really intense, but I have a good example. I have a story that a very close friend, I'll say somebody that I feel is like a brother to me, has been like a father to me in Spain. When he was 15, and even younger than that, he used to go out hunting with his father. There's nothing wrong with that. Like a boy going out hunting, there's nothing, he didn't hate hunting, he didn't hate his father. They would go out, I'm sure they'd go into the woods, you know, with their shotgun, like hunt rabbits, or I don't know, there's that many squirrels in Spain, but you know, whatever, like maybe a deer, maybe a wild boar. I'm sure that'd be awesome. You go out with your dad all weekend long, you camp out, they're like bonding, father-son time. That's great. That's a good thing. That's something you should hate. But when this person turned 15, he had a conversion. Not from the fact that he turned 15, but you know, around that time, when he was 15 years old, he had encountered Christ. He had discovered that the only goal in his life should be Jesus Christ and to get to heaven. That's the number one thing. Everything else is subordinated to that. I can love my family, but in as much as that helps me get to heaven in charity. And so his father says, "Hey, son, let's go hunting this weekend." "Oh, great! Yeah, Dad, sounds awesome. Let's go." When are we leaving? We're gonna go Friday, Sunday, or Saturday. You know, we'll leave. You know, Friday evening. Yeah, we'll go. We'll stay out there. We'll camp. Saturday, we'll be all Saturday hunting, and then Sunday, we'll be all day hunting. You know, with some of our other cousins, and then we'll probably get back like late Sunday night. Oh, that's great. You know. Oh, well. You know where we're going? Are we gonna be able to go to Mass? Don't. What are you talking about? No, I mean, we're going to be out in the woods. There's no churches out there. "Well, I'm not going." "What do you mean you're not going?" "I'm not going. If I can't go to Mass on Sunday because of spending time with you or being with you, then I choose Christ. I choose Mass over hunting and even over my own father." I think there is where we can see that hatred in the sense of like, I don't want anything to be in between me and my supernatural goal, which is heaven, to be with Christ forever. And in that sense, if anyone comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, what does that mean? Well, I can't want to live so much that I would like deny the gospel. Some of the first Christians, persecuted by the Romans, were prohibited to celebrate Mass. They get, "No, you can do whatever you want. You can worship your God or do this and that, but don't celebrate Mass." Sorry, we cannot live without the Eucharist. We cannot live without Mass. I hate my own life in the sense that I would die rather than not receive the Eucharist. And what do those Christians do? They gave their life. They were martyrs. They hated their own life to be a disciple of Christ. And then he goes on to say, he talks about a man who was to begin to construct a tower and a king who was going to go to battle. And these people, like you have to, like, they had to think about like, okay, I'm going to build a tower, like I'm going to have all these bricks. Where am I going to get workers? Like, you have to think a lot about that. You're an architect. And the same thing, I'm going to battle. Like, okay, can I take this guy on? Am I going to be able to defeat him? Or should we get on peace terms? Like, what are going to be the peace terms? If the peace terms are like, I don't know, 500,000 pieces of gold, we don't have that, so we got to go to war anyway. They have to think about it. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to go to war. I'm just going to start building this building without thinking. What Christ is saying here is, to be his disciple is very demanding. Like, there's nothing, you can't put anything above him. It's interesting too, because the gospel starts out saying that great crowds were traveling with Jesus. He's not just preaching to the 12 apostles in this moment. He's got this like huge multitude in front of him, and he's thinking like, I need to explain to them that to follow me is not easy. It's not easy, and sometimes you're going to have to do things like tell your dad, I'm not going hunting with you because I prefer to go to Mass. Or maybe even something more difficult, if the government, and this has happened in the past, that they say you cannot celebrate Mass, and we say, well, I prefer to celebrate Mass than to live. Well, saying this is very easy, preaching here in a nice comfy room, but it's difficult. Without his grace, it can't be done. We ask our Lord to give us the strength and the supernatural vision to always, you know, have our ultimate goal in mind and not be afraid to hate anything that gets in the way of us and our final goal. We pray also to the intercession of those martyrs that they give us, that they intercede for us in any difficult moments in which we may find ourselves. And especially we ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother. So be it.